Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nerds and geeks, hold on to your seats because it's about to go down. Welcome to Nerdorama, the voice of the Nerd Nation. I'm Mo Kelly, he's Tawala Sharp, and together we bring you your daily dose of nerd news, analysis, and conversations with the best and brightest of the Nerdverse.
Now it's time to tell you about the Pinky Cole Experience Tour, which will feature celebrities, executive chefs, slutty vegan food trucks serving mouth-watering dishes from her recipe book, Eat Plants, Biatch, which is now available. And the tour features an exclusive book signing with Pinky Cole herself. DJs will be there, special surprise guests in each city, and much more. Pinky Cole is the working mom visionary behind the slutty vegan restaurants, which have just taken over. Known for changing the world with her vegan comfort food, philanthropy, and activism. The U.S. end of the Pinky Cole Experience Tour will take Pinky and friends to venues in five cities with stops in New York, Atlanta, L.A., Dallas, and Baltimore. But right now, she's stopping right here. Pinky Cole, wow, what a treat. So nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you as well. And first of all, thank you for that intro. I feel like I need to take you everywhere with me.
Well, that means I'm doing my job. But I've done my homework on you. And in 4 years, you've developed a $100 million company. I say company because your business is more than just the restaurants. It's more than just the food. Where did the vision come from? Where did that dream come from?
So I've been dreaming all of my life, Mo. I remember when I was a kid and I'm like, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna be a star. And I didn't know that it was going to come in the form of a restaurant because I just thought that I was just going to have these big grand plans doing something different. But I was a television producer when I came up with Slutty Vegan.
Yep.
And it was only supposed to be a ghost concept. And what came from a ghost concept and turned into a multi-million dollar company, I'm still trying to figure out how we got here. Right. But I know that it's all divine. And the story was already written. And here I am, people standing in line every single day for burgers, pies, and fries, and an amazing experience, something that I would have never expected.
See, that's why I wanted to talk to you, because they know your glory, but they may not know your story. They may think that you're just about food, but there's also some faith in there as well. Because I know most restaurants fail, full stop. Even more restaurants, which are specialty in nature, fail, full stop. But it takes more than just good tasting food to connect with people. How did you manage to find that connection with people? Because I know, Slutty Vegan was not your first restaurant outing. That wasn't your first try out there. And it wasn't even vegan in nature. So how did you find that connection with people?
So, you know, it's interesting because when I had my first restaurant, I don't believe that I was totally being authentic. Well, I wasn't being totally authentic with the people, right? I was vegetarian serving jerk chicken. Now, how that makes sense? The math wasn't mapping, right? The
math was not mapping. It's not funny, but it's funny.
Right. But I realized I needed to not be in alignment in that restaurant to then create Slutty Vegan and do exactly what I do in my real life and be authentic to my core. I am vegan in real life. So I get to share vegan food with people who have never even experienced it before. So it's authentic. It's real. It's organic. And that's why it works. That's number one. Number two, people love me and my personality. Like how I am with you is how I am with everybody. Mm-hmm. And they feel the rawness and they feel the fact that I'm just a big dreamer. Somebody who literally just had a dollar and a dream and just wants to get it by any means necessary. And lastly, that community element that makes people fall in love with the brand is probably one of the most important, crucial pieces of the business. What we do is build ecosystem. Right. Mm-hmm. So we use Slutty Vegan and the Pinky Cole Foundation as an opportunity to provide resources to people that need them. And I'm talking about immediate resources. So, you know how people are like, I got a foundation and I ain't writing nothing up. This ain't about just a write-off, mm-hmm. right? This is about really helping people in the community and showing people that you can have an opportunity to be the best version of yourself, no matter what the circumstance looks like. And we're going to teach you about financial literacy, and we're going to offer Black men life insurance, and we're going to help pay the debts for local businesses. And I could go on and on and on, but that's why people love and want to be a part of the brand.
Now, when we started the conversation, I was asking you about your company, about your vision, about your dream. But at the end of the day, you are still a restaurateur, and still the food needs to taste good. I know, as someone, my wife is vegan, or she bounces in and out of vegan every now and then, but that's another story. I know that it's taken some years for vegan food to really start tasting really good in a comfort food sense, the analogs to meat. Was that a barrier earlier on, is it being able to offer really good tasting vegan options?
You know, veganism has had so much evolution in the last couple of years, right? So there are vegan food that is nasty. There's vegan food that right. tastes really, really good. Nasty. I think I got fortunate enough to crack the formula, because as a almost 10-year vegan, I know really, really good food.
Yes.
I know what people want to eat. And how I approach this is that I want the meat eater to like it. The vegans have already figured it out. But if I can get the meat eater to say that it's good, I know that I'm doing something right. So we have continued to make sure that we are consistent in our approach to food, put love into food. And even if that means like perfecting the recipes every time we get an opportunity to, if something is off, we do that. Because I don't want people to say, oh, this is a good vegan restaurant. No, this is a good restaurant that has good food, and it so happens to be vegan.
Tell me more about your philanthropic endeavors, that ecosystem, the people that you're helping, the people that you're touching. And I know that Slutty Vegan is a means to an end, and your heart is with people. But what other things are you trying to accomplish?
So I created the foundation in 2019, and I wanted to bridge that generational wealth gap. So if you've seen me in the media doing things with my foundation, if you've heard about what we do, we really care about giving back to people. Just recently, I provided LLCs to over 800 college graduates at Clark Atlanta University that they can jumpstart their pathway to entrepreneurship. And I've never seen anything like that. They didn't teach us that in high school, right? Mm-hmm. And in college, they teach accounting, but like to really walk away with a degree and an LLC, like that's a major gift, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And it means so much to the forward future in the college student. And I'm glad that we were able to do that. I partnered with the Department of Juvenile Justice to make sure that juveniles have a second chance at life, because oftentimes when people make mistakes, they get written off like they don't even exist or not human. And I wanted people to feel human when they come around me in my space and in my atmosphere. So we've done so much work with that. We've provided life insurance to Black men who make $30,000 or less. And we partner with Prudential to do that. So if you made $30,000 or less, we made sure that you had your own policy, you get to choose your beneficiary, and you own your policy. So we find ways to be able to be a steward in the community so that people don't feel like they ain't got nobody.
All right.
Because I know what it feels like not to have nobody. And the foundation really is just that support system all the way around.
Pinky, let's talk about this experience tour. What should we expect when you come to LA?
So when I decided to do a tour, well, first of all, let me back up. So my book came out this week. It's called Eat Plants, Bitch. And it is a cookbook that has 91 recipes for your meat loving mind.
Hey.
And I created this book because I wanted people to be able to create, to take the Slutty Vegan experience home. And this book is really to show people that veganism is not hard. And whatever step of the journey that you're on, we're going to meet you where you at.
Mm-hmm.
And in meeting you where you at, I wanted people to fall in love with the book. And I also wanted them to understand that we're going to have a book tour, and it's not going to feel like a stuffy book tour. We're going to have a party, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to feel good. And that's exactly what we've done. We went to New York. New York was a vibe. Dougie Fresh came on stage. Little Mo came on stage. Like, we just had a ball. And now I'm coming to the Regent Theater in LA on Monday. And I'm excited about it because we got so many surprises, so many people coming through. And we're talking about life, excellence, entrepreneurship, spirituality, friendship, family, all the things that you want to talk about, we're talking about on this tour. More importantly, we are talking about vegan and plant-based living and how to adapt to the lifestyle through this cookbook.
Now, I know that you know this, but some people listening may not know this. You may present this in New York and you may get one type of response. And you come to LA and it's a different type of crowd, you'll probably get a different response. What type of response are you seeing as you travel around the country? Because I think we're catching up to the vegan lifestyle at different stages and different points. Who's ahead and who's behind in this race?
You know, it's interesting because I feel like everybody is on the same page.
And
I say that because everywhere we go, we get lines down the block. Everywhere we go, people want to know what the hype is. And whether you're coming to know if the food is good, to see if the food is really hyped up to be what it is, or if you're coming because you just really love the movement of Pinky Cole and Slutty Vegan, you coming. And however you come, that ain't up to me. But what happens when you leave is my responsibility. And when you leave, you're going to feel like you can reimagine food in another way. So I'm excited about the evolution of veganism and plant-based living, especially more people of color tapping into this lifestyle in a way where they don't have to feel restricted and like all or nothing. Like you could just incorporate options into your menu. So I feel like people are progressing and it feels good to see it.
All right. Tell me about some of your favorite dishes to either create or just eat for yourself. In other words, you may be cooking for other people and you may like to do a certain type of dish to impress them. And there's something that you just like to create for yourself because it just tastes damn good.
So I love curry chickpeas. I'm a chickpea girl. I'm Jamaican, so I'll eat curry chickpeas with some rice and peas and some cabbage and some plantain and keep it moving. And that is like
you're good to go.
Yeah, and I'm good to go. But I also love mushrooms. Mushrooms is the chicken of the forest, right? So like it has the texture and it has the flavor if you know how to season food really good with herbs and spices. So I love maitake mushrooms and I love king oyster mushrooms. And I can make a mushroom sandwich that tastes better than the chicken sandwich that you had last week.
What?
And, you know, I get super creative. Like, I love food. Like, I love eating food more than I love cooking it. So that means that I got to get creative to cook it so that I can eat it.
Okay. What are some of the things that have really improved in recent years? You said that there's some nasty vegan food and food has really gotten better. What are some of those things in a general sense? Maybe it's preparation techniques. Maybe it's these other analogs where they've created something which tastes more like chicken. It may be processed on one hand, or it may be natural like mushrooms. What are some of the improvements that you can specifically point to?
Well, you can't even tell the difference between a plant-based cheese and I'm sure regular cheese. And I'm like, are you sure this is vegan? Like, I got to triple check. So when I talk about innovation and evolution when it comes to vegan food, people are now duplicating the meat option and you can't even tell the difference. So I see the change and the shift in the food. I also see when you think about like burgers, right? Back in the day, you used to eat one type of burger, a bean burger, and that's about all you were going to get.
And that was nasty.
A vegan American-style sandwich.
Yes.
And that was nasty, right? Today, you have Impossible. You got Beyond Meat. You got Morningstar. Like, there's so many options to choose from. New Breed, which is a new brand coming out. Like, there's so many options to choose from that you don't feel like you have to limit yourself because you don't know what to eat. You can go to the grocery store and literally go in every single aisle and there are plant-based items. And I like to believe that Pinky Cole had something to do with that.
Like, go ahead.
I like to say that Pinky Cole and Slutty Vegan was a core anchor in making people feel that it is possible to have vegan options on your menus in your restaurants. And people are going to buy it because now it's more accessible. People aren't looking like, oh, it's vegan, so I don't want to buy it. People are like, okay, I'm going to get it. It's plant-based or not. I'm going to get it because it tastes good.
Okay, I have about 30 seconds left with you. And I know you're going to be here in L.A. tomorrow on Monday. I'm speaking to you on this Sunday evening. So people are just probably catching up to this. What should they expect when they get to the Regent Theater, which is 448 South Main Street? You're going to just parachute in, skydive in. Who are you bringing with you? What can you tell us real quick?
So, first of all, MC Light is moderating.
Oh!
So, you know, if I got a legend moderating,
oh,
and everything
Light
else
is a rock.
Is Yes. You know, everything else is going to be fantastic. I might just fly in. Who knows? I might just come with my parachute. But what I can tell you for sure, it is going to be a vibe. It is nothing that you've ever seen before in your life. And before you get there, make sure that you go online and get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And also make sure that you go online or go to your local bookstore to buy Eat Plants, Bitch right now, because the goal of the exercise is to make it a New York Times bestseller. And with the help of people listening, we will continue to shift the narrative when you support a book like this one.
The Pinky Cole Experience Tour. Go out and get her new book, Eat Plants, Biatch, now available. Pinky Cole, I've always wanted to talk to you, and I'm so glad that you were able to share your philanthropic work and how you are changing not only people's diets, but communities as well. I salute you. Much success to you, Pinky Cole.
Thank you so much.
Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.
Nerdorama is produced by Tawala Sharp and continues to be a segment on The Mo Kelly Show. Weekends on KFI Los Angeles. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerdorama News.
Until next time, keep it comic.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.